This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A suspect is in custody in Altoona, Pennsylvania. Last week's killing of United Healthcare chief exec Brian Thompson. He's identified as 26-year-old Luigi Mangione, busted at a McDonald's.
When the officer probed further, asking, have you ever been to New York City? That's when they said Mangione had a physical reaction. He started shaking, the charging document said. And that's when police here became confident they had the person that New York City police had been looking for the last 6 days.
ABC's Aaron Katursky in Altoona. New York City prosecutors have now charged Mangione with second-degree murder. A New York City jury acquitted retired Marine Daniel Penny in the chokehold death of Subway performer Jordan Neely. Neely's family is planning to sue for wrongful death. The government reports a 2.5 cents drop in its national average price for regular gasoline, now just under $3.01 a gallon. This is ABC News. The EPA is cracking down on cancer-causing chemicals, but its latest move could face pushback from Congress and the next administration.
The Environmental Protection Agency announcing a ban on all uses of trichloroethylene, or TCE, and restricting many uses of perchloroethylene, or PCE, as part of President Biden's Cancer Moonshot Initiative. TCE is found in products like cleaning wipes and carpet cleaners, while PCE is used in dry cleaning and brake cleaners. Both chemicals are linked to various cancers, including liver and kidney cancer. The bans now face congressional review, could be rolled back by the incoming Trump administration, which has promised deregulation. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Jonestown, as a tourist attraction, a government-backed tour operator in Guyana wants to open the former commune to tourists.
Hello,
Jonestown, of course,
tonight,
is where Reverend Jim
Tuesday,
Jones and more than 900 of his followers died. Critics say
31.
It would disrespect the victims
18,
and dig up
Tuesday
a sordid past. I'm Richard Cantu,
Wednesday,
ABC News.
Cloudy, cold,
uh-oh,
breezy.
Brad's buzz.
High of 23.
Oh, yeah?
Flurries.
He's starting with
Thursday's
the woods.
Thursday's high just 12. Friday,
now
30.
Speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain.
Outside
who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Almost Show.
Pat Kreitlow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it.
I'm aware of focus groups.
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. It was a bowl haircut.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mike Clemens with sports college football. The Badgers' starting quarterback, Tyler Van Dyke, has announced he's entered the transfer portal. Van Dyke suffered a torn ACL in his right knee week 3, ending his season, replaced by Braden Bach. Wisconsin has hired a new offensive coordinator, 58-year-old Jeff Grimes, recently with Kansas. NBA, the Bucks host the Magic tonight in Milwaukee. It's an NBA Cup quarterfinal game. Major League Baseball meetings underway in Dallas. Brewers say that Christian Yelich making progress from his back surgery. Manager Pat Murphy on shortstop Willy Adames leading the team in free agency after signing with the Giants.
Willy, the guy can play, man. You want the ball hit to him in a big situation. You want him at the plate. He plays every day, and you want him up in every big situation. He's proven it time and time again. That's who he is. He loves it. He revels in it. I mean, we've lost a lot. We lost Burns. We lost Hader in the recent years. And losing this guy.
Pat Murphy, the sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. If you're a moviegoer who likes Thanksgiving leftovers, you probably found something to enjoy at the movies this past weekend. Only one new release was able to crack the top 5, and only 3 flips. Netflix cracked the top 10. In first place, to no one's surprise, was Moana 2, which pulled in another $52 million in its second weekend in theaters. Coming in second place was Wicked, with a $34 million haul and $320 million take worldwide. And in third place is Gladiator 2, with $12.5 million. Indian action mystery thriller Pushpa 2, The Rule, brought in almost $10 million on just 1,200 screens to grab fourth place. Red 1 took fifth place. A24's latest, Y2K, pulled in a disappointing $2 million in its first weekend release, good for eighth place. A re-release of Christopher Nolan's Interstellar took sixth place with $4.5 million on only 165 screens nationwide. There should be some big box office activity this coming week with the release of a new Lord of the Rings film. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on Civic Media, Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds for the area in the overnight. A breezy west to northwest wind up around 20 miles per hour. And lows dropping back into the lower and middle 20s. On Tuesday, we'll see partly sunny skies. Northwest winds still a bit breezy. Highs close to 30 degrees. It's 30 at our studios.
Chihuahua.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome wrestling announcer and Civic Media's own Rich Lucasio, Swedish jazz queen Gunhild Carling, and Northeast Wisconsin author Brett Kissinger. Let's light it up like it's a school night.
Nightlight with Pete Chihuahua. Weeknights from 6 to 8. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
They put my heart in ease. She said, meet me at the airport. Honey, it's Christmas Eve. Santa's flat, seven boys in the night.
Good morning, and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Kevin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is the time. It's 11 o'clock. Time for the Civic Media Statewide Text to Win Contest. Our grown-up gift list is now underway. So here's the word you need to text using the Civic Media app. The word this hour is snow, S-N-O-W. The word this hour is snow. This is for an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort. Each hourly entry qualifies you for one of the grand prizes in the grown-up gift list. Everything from an espresso machine to robot vacuums. There will be eight grown-up gift grand prize winners from this statewide text-to-win contest. So you have until noon to text the word snow, S-N-O-W. Via the Civic Media app. You have to use the app, so if you don't have it, just go to wherever you get your apps. Download the Civic Media app. It is excellent. We are very delighted to be joined by our colleague and friend and host of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 6 to 8 p.m. You're so famous, I didn't know if you'd actually be able to join us. Now that you got your whole own article in the Cap Times with a headline that reads, PBS host, screenwriter, shines nightlight on Wisconsin with Radio Gig by Victoria Davis. Well done, Pete. Nice article.
Thank you. That was really fun. I've been with Cap Times for years, and I have Rob Thomas, who used to work for the Cap Times on my show quite a bit, talking to TV. So, yeah, it was fun. It was fun to get some downstate pub for this morning.
Absolutely. Well, you have quite a history. So for people who are not familiar with your background, take us back a little bit to all of the things that you've done.
You want me to go like prenatal or start?
Maybe not yes. Prenatal.
Yes.
Maybe start, you know, after high school or college.
I wrote a couple jokes in the womb. I don't use them anymore. I started in show business kind of when I was in college. I started doing comedy in Chicago. Found a home here at Nightlight, which is fun because I get to talk about all the stuff that I'm experiencing.
And it's a really lovely way to wrap up the day, I think, for folks. If you're tired of news and you're looking for something that's just a little more light and isn't necessarily so angst-driven, you know?
I don't know. Box office numbers, yeah.
Right. Well, what kind of stand-up did you do when you were out on the circuit? Was it observational? Was it, what kind of stuff did you do? Really?
No. I was pretty, mostly clean, you know, because I wanted to be on TV. So, but, you know, Greg knows all about that world and stuff. Yep, that makes sense. Pardon me. And then, you know, I would have so fun in the that kind of stuff. But it's observational.
I've always thought that writing clean comedy is much harder. It's always easy to go to profanity and crudeness.
Right? And Greg, I back me up if you agree with this, Greg. Like, my thing is, I don't care if someone's dirty or not, but you have to make them laugh. It's funny, that's great. And I don't care, you know, guys who lie only on
Yeah.
Yes.
Kind of like, yeah, whatever. And they're hard to follow, too, on the road. So that's so funny.
A lot of times, I mean, it depends on the room, of course, but a lot of times the comics who rely on dark profanity or blue humor, summer air was heavy and sweet. You and they tend to be more street, like, raucous and energetic. And if you go up there with, like, well, you know, what's really weird about airline food is, and they're going to be like, what is this? I think when it comes to clean humor, because to me there are so many, there's clean humor, which can be suggestive. It doesn't have bad language.
Right.
It doesn't say anything outright, but it leads the listener or viewer down a path to make their own conclusions. There are people out there who do. I mean, Pete, you know this. There is a whole circuit of clean church comics who go to churches and do family-friendly, bring your four-year-old to this, 100% clean, and that is one. You make so much money.
I know.
They make so much money doing this, and two, the parameters are so strict. I mean, it's.
I bet.
So, like, there's different levels of clean, there's different levels of dirty, and my thing with dirty is that if you can simply pull out the swear words, because I find that a lot of comics, they're saying those words because they're just popping in their heads. They don't, like, I have a word where I have to say the F word. I have to say that F word to make the joke work. If I say any other word, it doesn't work. I also don't have to do that joke if I don't need to.
Sure.
But, like, if you listen to a comic and you say, hey, you just don't swear. All your material still works, but you're swearing on stage. And you're not a blue comic. You just are kind of, you're not memorizing your script.
Exactly. Oh, that's a great point. And then I think there's something between, like, the dry bar.
Yeah.
You know, they're clean, but they're not, like,
squeakers.
Like, comedy. So, pardon me, but you're right. And, like I said, those guys are hard to follow because, you know, especially the guys who go up and do, like, all vocals. So he's digging himself out of a hole, you know.
Right off the bat, yeah.
Yeah, and it can happen no matter where you go. You just want to go up the hill and not looking down the road. Whether it's swearing or just local jokes.
I have so much respect for guys, anyone who does stand-up. I think it's an incredibly difficult art form. And I had the opportunity to try it a number of years ago. Will Durst.
No way.
Will Durst, Waukesha guy, in San Francisco for years. And he actually invited me to open for him a number of years ago. I was so bad. I was so bad.
How bad were you?
I ended up, it was two nights, and I went home, and I rewrote my entire set.
Yeah.
So it was slightly less bad. But
Merry
still,
Christmas and
but
Happy New Year
bad.
From all of us here
but I wrote
at Bob's
a lot of stuff about
Collision Specialists
in
Boston.
Yeah. Which is great. That's great material. And even though it's very specific and pointed like that, a lot of people can relate to it because everyone's been to it. Well, most people have been to a funeral home. Most people have been to a funeral. They know about death. and they can access that dark humor point, like, of their brain.
Right.
That's a very, very, I mean, it's a very, you look like trouble. It's rife with possibilities.
Yeah, well, that was the longest 22 minutes of my life. I will never do that again.
He had you do 22 minutes?
I don't remember. Maybe it was, I don't remember how long it was. It just felt like an eternity.
I find it interesting that you killed the funeral. Little
place called the Twilight.
You died on stage.
Oh, so what a fun.
Pete Schwab, everybody. Nightlight here on Civic Media.
Pete Schwab is the host of Nightlight, and you can hear it weekdays from 6 to 8 p.m. all across the Civic Media Radio Network, all things entertainment and movies and television. And
it's really fun to be on that show, too. Like, it's just a good time.
Oh, you guys are really good. Yeah. With Quan and Jane, you know, I've been a fan of forever. Interesting, but also kind of lighthearted. People to kind of unwind.
Exactly. Well, and you had some. You had John Legend on your show. How did that come about?
You know, it was we kind of piggybacked on the whole political campaigning thing. You know, a lot of these celebrities wanted to get on local radio, especially in swing states. And John was good enough to come on the show, and he talked politics a little bit. And then I used the opportunity to sort of ask them about, or ask him or other guests about what they're up to and that kind of stuff. He had a great sense of humor, like, laughed at my crazy jokes. And he was just a really, really solid guy.
Yeah.
You know, and very good interviewer, very, very seasoned at being interviewed. You know, you can tell the people that really know how to make a host feel good, and how to get the point across.
He is an entertainer in the classical sense of the word. Singer, dancer, piano player, actor, all the things. And that when you see him interviewed, he just has a style that just says,
I'm cool.
Yeah. Like if this was a couple decades ago, he'd have a cigarette in one hand and a glass of scotch in the other, and be like,
in a smoking jacket.
Exactly. Welcome to my show. I'm John Legend.
Right. And he's the guy that, like, was playing the piano for a church group. He was a church music director in, like, 16.
Wow.
So this guy is, like, so confident in his abilities. He has no pretense. It was just like, he's a real guy. Or at least that's how he came across.
And what I love about that is that he could be a real poop. Just because of all of his accomplishments, right? And he could be standoffish. And I'm sure you've done some not great interviews with celebrities. I know I have. And think about who is the worst interview you ever did, Pete. I would be very curious to compare.
Well, as someone who's been a real fool during an interview, I will say that, when I've been interviewed, that's been rough. But I would say, you know, I've had a host that tried to be funny because he thought he was getting his name wrong, and he couldn't wait to do time and temp as opposed to the interview, like that kind of stuff. But I would say most of the celebrity I've learned these days, whether it was, you know, on the radio or working with them as a writer, are just pretty down-to-earth people. I've heard other people's horror stories. I really don't have any horror stories like that.
Well, that's nice. I have a couple. We're going to continue our conversation with Pete Schwab on the other side. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Mayer on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Hey there, folks, if you enjoy with your work money minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. Do you know how you get to the rental counter and they ask you if you want to prepay for gas, you don't have to bring the car back full? I used to get sweaty in those moments because I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for any missing budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Until next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Are you prepared for an emergency, disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my hands.
I'll face a hurricane without Mets. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwab.
Aaron Zommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge.
What's your game?
Snowman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwab. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Go to Facebook.com.
News from the center, WRCE.
Or visit Facebook.com.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCOFM.
Since 1974, Templin AgriBuilders has been at your service for
good morning and welcome back to Matt Mayer on air. Jay Matt Mayer, Greg Bach, and the Board Lord coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Putz de Leon continues to actively ruin. We are talking to our colleague Pete Schwab, host of Nightlight 6 to 8 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. I just want to remind you to get out your phone, get on the Civic Media app, and text the word snow, S-N-O-W, text the word snow until noon today. Every hourly entry qualifies you for one of eight grand prizes. It's our grown-up gift list statewide text to win contest. This hour, text the word snow, and you can pick up an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. And again, if you don't have the Civic Media app yet, with just go live music, to great wherever company, you get your apps. Cheer. It is
get your tickets at Eventbrite.com or
absolutely. Get it. Pete Schwab, comedian.
I got it. December 15th. But is the word snow? I'm just trying to
guess
here.
You can't win.
You can't win.
The holidays are here, and it's time to take a present.
Trust me, I have a lot of thoughts on this one, Pete. Lots of thoughts.
I'm Andrew from Maine, by the way, texting in and casting aspersions on you and having Todd Alba on your show so that you can promote his hour to text in so he can win the contest.
List at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1,
it doesn't sound like you're just hearing that.
To win in the statewide contest.
No, I did have Todd on. He was great.
This is Heather from the Creative Outlet Consigned Clothing Store, where our gift certificates are the perfect fit.
Didn't materialize. He said something about inappropriateness. Whatever.
Todd said some about inappropriateness. Amazing.
He would never do that.
You know, the guy who, I have his promo so ingrained in my head to watch Netflix and chill.
Yeah.
I hear that in my sleep, literally. It's like a song is coming out of your head. And at first I was laughing at it because it's very funny and he and Aaron are hilarious. And I'm like, stop thinking about Todd while watching Netflix. That's all I'm
I assume tonight you're going to talk about some of the Golden Globe nominations because these just came out today. I got to tell you, Pete, I feel so out of it because I haven't heard of so many of these. So, like, for Best Motion Picture Drama, we've got The Brutalist. Never heard of it.
A Complete Unknown, that's about Bob Dylan. That I know.
Yes.
Conclave was about a new pope. Dune Part 2, I don't need to see
that.
It
was about
that.
More Dune.
More Dune. Nickel Boys and September 5th. I haven't heard of any of those films.
Well, you're not really behind, Jane, because a lot of these films come out toward the end of the year. They want to get them in. So I haven't seen, no excuse, I should have seen Conclave now, by now, but I live in kind of a smaller area. It was in the theater for like 5 days.
And that was it.
Close to Thanksgiving, yeah, so I got to, that's on Netflix, or on, you can stream that now, I think, paid $20, which I'll do, but like, you know, The Brutalist doesn't even come out, I don't think, until December 20th, so a lot of these films that people haven't had a chance to see, you know, but, and you can stream Emilia Perez, I think, on Netflix.
Yes.
Have you seen it, Greg?
I have not yet. I love Selena Gomez, and I just cast looks amazing. But that's a lot. They're doing a lot nowadays. Is they're putting them in the theaters for the minimum amount of time they need to be in
to be qualified.
Because before that, Netflix couldn't get an Academy Award because it's home viewing. So now they throw it in a movie theater for a weekend and they qualify, and then they, you know, spend $200 million on a Santa Claus movie. I got no place
to and The Brutalist is like over 3.5 hours. So, you know, that's brutal enough. But you have to watch that. You got to plan your whole evening.
Seriously, what is it about?
Well, that's an A24 movie. Those movies are artsy.
Right. Yeah, Adrian Brody, Guy Pearce, Felicity Jones, I think.
Okay.
Wow, looks great.
Schedule some time for that one.
Yeah. Back to lunch.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, and then this is a bone of contention for me.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, Greg Bach, but we... best TV series for musical or comedy... Abbott Elementary, I'm good with that. Hacks, absolutely, I love that show so much. Only Murders in the Building, fine. Nobody Wants This, never heard of it. A Gentleman, also never heard of it. The Bear is not a comedy.
That's a tough one.
I will die on that hill. I will. He's rolling. Greg is rolling his eyes.
Her hill's already flown solo.
Her hills are... Jane's hills are real well thought out, let me tell you. My goodness.
Yeah, it's a toss-up. I mean, I do laugh when I watch the show, but I don't know.
It's a drama. It's a drama.
It's a dramedy.
It's not a dramedy. It's a drama.
Okay.
The Bear and Hacks, there's no comparison.
That's true. Well, I agree with that. I laugh more at Hacks, but I don't know. Who knows why they do it?
Because they can win.
Yeah.
Because if he had to go up against the other dramas, they might not do as well.
I don't know. I think they'd probably destroy it.
Best TV series drama, Golden Globe nominees, The Day of the Jackal, The Diplomat, which you said The Diplomat is really good.
The Diplomat's so good.
Love The Diplomat. I've been watching The Day of the Jackal. It's, I like it. I stuck with it, but it starts very slow.
Yes.
There's some good turns as you go. It's good. It's
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
I hear really good things about it.
Shogun.
Oh my God, that show destroyed last year too.
But I don't get Shogun. First of all, I'm mad because it has so many subtitles. I can't play video poker and watch it at the same time.
However, to concentrate.
Yeah, but like nothing happened at the end. I'm like, I was so let down, and they killed off a main character.
It's only going to be one season. It's a limited. It's done.
Yeah, that makes sense. It kind of has to be.
Also, Slow Horses. I've heard good things about that with Gary Oldman.
Yep, come on.
And
I got to do the whole thing in about 3 minutes.
Oh, no kidding. And Squid Game.
And that seems Squid Game. Have you seen the news about Keira Knightley, though? Not a lot of people know this. Love Actually. She was 17.
She was 17.
Playing a newlywed to a guy who's like 10 years older than her.
Yeah.
And then by a guy like 14 years older than her.
And she told him, this is creepy.
Yeah, wow. I cannot believe that. I had no idea. I changed the name to Love Predatorium.
I knew she was young. I didn't realize she was that young. My goodness.
I didn't either.
Check out Pete Schwabe tonight and every weeknight from 6 to 8 p.m. with Nightlight across the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you so much, Pete. Really appreciate it.
Thank you guys very much. Have a great day.
News is coming up next. When we return, we're going to talk food, and we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Drink Up Edition. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A suspect is in custody in Altoona, Pennsylvania, in last week's killing of United Healthcare chief exec Brian Thompson. He's identified as 26-year-old Luigi Mangione, busted at a McDonald's.
When the officer probed further, asking, have you ever been to New York City? That's when they said Mangione had a physical reaction. He started shaking, the charging document said. And that's when police here became confident they had the person that New York City police had been looking for the last 6 days.
ABC's Aaron Katursky in Altoona. New York City prosecutors have now charged Mangione with second-degree murder. A New York City jury acquitted retired Marine Daniel Penny in the chokehold death of Subway performer Jordan Neely. Neely's family is planning to sue for wrongful death. The government reports a 2.5 cents drop in its national average price for regular gasoline, now just under $3.01 a gallon. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Badgers losing their quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports College Football. The Badgers starting quarterback, Tyler Van Dyke, has announced he's entered the transfer portal. Van Dyke suffered a torn ACL in his right knee week 3, ending his season, replaced by Braden Mott. Wisconsin has hired a new offensive coordinator, 58-year-old Jeff Grimes, most recently with Kansas. NBA, the Bucks host the Magic tonight in Milwaukee. It's an NBA Cup quarterfinal game. Major League Baseball meetings underway in Dallas. Brewers say that Christian Yelich making progress from his back surgery. Manager Pat Murphy on shortstop Willie Adames leading the team in free agency after signing with the Giants.
Willie, the guy can play, man. You want the ball hit to him in a big situation. You want him at the plate. He plays every day, and you want him up in every big situation. He's proven it time and time again. That's who he is. He loves it. He revels it. I mean, we've lost a lot. We lost Burns. We lost Hader in the recent years. We're losing this guy.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoy this local program. Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwab. Nominations for the Golden Globes were announced Monday, and Variety is reporting that in the film category, Emilia Perez leads the way with 10 nominations. The musical stars Zoe Saldana and Selena Gomez. It is being called a drug cartel musical. Intrigued? Is available on Netflix. Not Too Far Behind with 7 nominations, including Best Picture, is the brutalist, brutally long 3.5-hour drama set in post-war Europe starring Adrian Brody, Felicity Jones, and Guy Pearce, all 3 of whom are nominated for their acting chops. Focus Features Conclave pulled in 6 nominations, including for Best Picture and Best Screenplay, as well as acting nominations for cast members Ralph Fiennes and Isabella Rossellini. The Bear continues to dominate award shows on the little screen with 5 nominations. Only Murders in the Building and Shogun received 4 nominations each. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknight from 6 to 8 p.m. on Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds for the area in the overnight. A breezy west to northwest wind up around 20 miles per hour. Temperatures dropping back into the lower 20s. On Tuesday, we'll see partly sunny skies. Northwest winds still a bit breezy. Highs close to 30 degrees. It's 30 at our studios.
Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports. He drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alma Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, said he wants to basically shut down the main part of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alma.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Luke Mathers is in with Tuesday Tangents and more of our grown-up Get This Text to Win contest. It's statewide. Join us.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
down to one.
We need more of this, Kel.
Wait, what was the... Just mayonnaise and cheese? Just
about a mile. What's the song, Kel? Where did you find this?
It is Sandwich by Harry Frick. I don't know.
Welcome back to Matt Mayer on here. Jay Matt Mayer, Greg Bach, Caliente on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is day one of Civic Media's latest statewide text-to-win contest. It's the grown-up gift list contest now underway. We will give you a special word that you need to text in via the Civic Media app. So if you haven't downloaded it yet, go to wherever you get your apps. Download the Civic Media app, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media app. It's completely free, and then you can text in the word. 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's your chance to pick up $100 in cash or an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. And every hourly entry qualifies you for one of 8 grand prizes, including a robot vacuum, espresso machine, some pretty nice stuff in there. The word this hour is snow. S-N-O-W. The word this hour is snow. So if you haven't done so already, text the word via the Civic Media app. Text the word snow, S-N-O-W, and you will be entered. And then your next shot is in the 1 o'clock hour with Todd. So make sure you join Todd for that as well. I feel so out of touch, and I hope I'm not the only one, because you guys both know about this. I've lived here almost all of my life, and I have never heard of this. This is an article in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel from Rachel Bernhardt. Headline reads, "My Kingdom for a Classic Chopped Cheese Sandwich in Milwaukee." Okay. You've heard of a chopped cheese sandwich?
Cheese
Calvin, have you had a you've heard of a chopped cheese sandwich?
I've heard of them. I've never had.
So I have never heard of this. Never, ever.
I mean, this.
And when I first heard it, I thought, so what? It's just a bunch of slices of cheese on a sandwich. That's not what it is. Why don't you explain it, Greg Bach?
Well, as far as I know, a chopped cheese sandwich. So there is one available. A couple times now, and a chopped cheese sandwich is very simple. It is literally just chopped up beef, like
ground beef,
with with cheese and like lettuce. You can throw pickles on there if you want. You don't have to. But it's mainly it's basically like a burger that you just chop it up. You put it on a bun.
So it's a different name for a hamburger. Isn't that a loose meat sandwich?
I don't know what the parameters are. First of all, terrible making a sandwich.
I go with you on that.
But, I mean, I'm now looking at what a loose... Yeah, honestly, it looks like a tavern sandwich, it's also called. I don't know what the difference is. Loose meat looks like it has the potential of being almost sloppy joe mixture.
Okay. Without the lettuce and stuff?
Whereas with the chopped cheese, the binding property is the cheese. So you put you chop all the meat up, and put the cheese in there, and then you put it on the bun. The bun's usually like a hoagie roll, a small hoagie roll, or a small brat roll, and a brat bun. And, I mean, that's about it. I will say, the one at Sassy B's, I don't know if this is like with all of them, but they're also very salty. So they're, but I'm telling you, Jay,
according to the article in the Journal Sentinel, a chopped cheese sandwich includes ground beef griddled with onions, chopped up together, topped with American cheese, lettuce, tomato, mayo, and ketchup, served on a hero roll wrapped tightly in foil, kind of like a cheeseburger sent for a shredder. She says, this is so much greater than the sum of its parts. That's high praise for a sandwich. The crisp lettuce and juicy tomato offset the deep umami flavor of the charred beef and sweet, soft onions. The blanket of cheese that binds it all together is melty, gooey, and marvelous.
I'm not very good at that kind of talk. All I'm just going to say is like it's a chopped up sandwich. It tastes good.
See, and where I would vary from this is I would not put ketchup on this.
You don't have to.
I think you would ruin it.
I mean, you can put whatever you want on it. Personally,
well, right.
It's not like a Chicago dog thing where you had. Oh my gosh,
very specific.
Yeah. The parameters are deep.
Hot dish pastry has been used a chopped cheese special on the menu. That includes pickles. Sometimes I think it's a shame. As you said, apparently you can do this any way you want. What I want to know is, am I the only dummy who has never heard this before?
Well, first of all, let's stop with that talk. Okay, I'm sure there's other things that you've had that I've never had, I've never heard of. So it doesn't mean you're a dummy.
Well, it just seems like everybody knows about chopped cheese sandwiches.
But it's not, in my opinion, Calvin back me up here. I don't think this is a Wisconsin thing. This isn't a Wisconsin staple.
Yeah, no, I don't think this is a Wisconsin thing at all. The reason I know about it is really just because I'm chronically online. And there was like a trend for a while where this guy in New York, and I actually think it was the guy running the bodega, not actually the person going in that TikTok account, was it? Where they'd like go in and be like, yo, can I get a chopped cheese on a roll? And like do their order, and then he'd like make it for him, and it was like a TikTok thing. So that's how I'm aware of what a chopped cheese is.
I'm telling you this right now, Jane, I need more of Calvin being like, hey, yo, give me a chopped cheese on a hero roll. Yeah, make a face.
She does say in this article, I had heard about the beloved regional sandwich, the sandwich popularized in bodegas across New York, specifically in Harlem, where the chopped cheese sandwich is said to have originated in the 1990s. But before she had hit the mothership and baby, she had never had a chopped cheese sandwich. And she's a big proponent of having it wrapped in tin foil because it makes it all nice and melty.
It does help with the melting. There is a food truck park right by the Laughing Tap, which is the co-owner of. It's called So Club. It's a food truck park, and there was a place there called Meat & Co. that had a chopped cheese there. I never had a chance to try it, and Vanguard, as it said in the article, had one once. But I would say if you want, like, the only place that I know of that has it on the regular, on their menu, is Sazzy Bees in Kenosha, and it is good.
They open later in the day, though.
They open at like 4 o'clock, but they also have weekend hours and a great brunch. We're not endorsed by Sazzy Bees in Kenosha,
we're open to that.
We're open to endorsements and free food. But honestly, like, I will, what I might do, see, I just don't know how they reheat. Maybe what we could do is, get ourselves a chopped cheese. Tape the reaction. Because I don't want to bring in a cold chopped cheese and reheat it.
That's not fair.
It might not be good.
I agree.
But like I said, they don't open till 4, but it's worth it, and their brunch is spectacular. The best potatoes I've ever had. But that's the only place I know that has it on the menu.
If you have fond memories of chopped cheese sandwich and you would like to share it, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Maybe you know there's a place where you are.
Yeah, yes.
You know, wherever you are across the state, maybe you're in Oshkosh and there's this great chopped cheese sandwich.
Yeah, I just tweeted at Rachel Burnham suggestion on Sazzy Bees. If we know more, we can help her out. And also, is there a food that you, like, have you ever heard of the chopped cheese? If you have not, is it something else called there? Or maybe there is a food that you all of a sudden heard about. Like, a lot of people don't know what, because it's kind of an old-timey term, F's on a shingle.
Oh, yes. Chip beef, right?
Chip beef.
Yep.
It looks disgusting.
It does look disgusting.
But, oh, mother glory, is it tasty. It's once again, it's a high deliverer of salt.
Yeah. Oh, big time.
Yeah.
Andrew from Maine texting in, listening to WAUK. Jane, I have never heard of chopped cheese sandwiches either, so you are not alone. Thank you, Andrew.
There you go. You're not dumb. You just never heard of it. It's not a Wisconsin thing. You heard of the chip beef. You heard of cannibal sandwiches.
Yes.
Those are Wisconsin.
I would love to know if you've got a chopped cheese place in your area. You can sing their praises right now at 855-752-4842. 800-454-8842. While we're on the subject of food.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
I know, because we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, right before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about tater tot casserole wars.
Oh, my God.
And our engineer, one of our engineers, Chris Gasper, texted him and said he was going to make a corned beef tater tot hot dish. And he did over the weekend. And I gotta say, it looks so good. It looks really, really good.
Looks like he's like, oh, I think I'm gonna try it. This looks like he's been making it for decades. It looked perfect.
Yeah.
It looked delicious.
Chris is a really good cook. He's a great soup. I call him Soup Meister too. He makes great soup.
Well, now he is casserole master.
Hot dish.
Hot dish.
He was very specific that it was a hot dish.
Okay.
But so you start with very thin ground beef, and then a bunch of sauerkraut, and then a bunch of Thousand Island dressing, and you mix that all up, and then you add, I'm assuming it's Swiss cheese, and you mix that all up, and you spread it in the pan, and you cover it with dots, and then of course, because it is Wisconsin, you have to put more cheese on it.
More cheese.
And more Thousand Island dressing.
That's right. And then you bake it up, bam!
We're going to have to make us one.
Correct. I think we're going to have to ask our studio, our stage manager, to install a full kitchen with working oven.
Just for that.
Yes. And then we'll have a cooking class. We will do one. And then we work cooking with Chris.
Cooking with Casper.
Oh, yes.
We'll just have to knock on a wall.
It's fine. It's easy. Well, Calvin, he's
Tony on the live stream. I've also never heard of it. Thank you, Tony.
Okay.
I want to try it.
I know. Yes, and let's put down the whole. I've never heard of it. Then let's just do it. Or make your own. I mean, it seems like a very easy sandwich.
There's something about the griddle, though. There's something magical that happens with a griddle, and I do not have a griddle.
Yeah.
Don't you think? I think that there is a different. I think things caramelize differently.
I think you have maybe a griddle pan. You have one of those, possibly. But I mean, at the very least.
I guess you got well, we will include this in our show notes if you would like to check out the chopped cheese sandwich. This article from Rachel Bernhardt in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. It really does sound tasty.
I didn't have an appetite at all this morning. I just wanted the worst for me food.
Well, we're gonna continue. Sort of along the food vein.
Oh, we're gonna ruin your day.
Coming up, it's This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Drink Up Edition. Yeah, that might kill your appetite, so
yep.
Maybe won't be quite so hungry.
Yep.
Don't forget, you have until noon to text the word via the Civic Media app. Text the word snow. S-N-O-W. The word this hour is snow. Do you have a shot at picking up an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells and then be in the running for
at
one
the creative
of eight
outlet, we are
grand
keeping you creative with craft
in our statewide
that
text
you
win contest. So if you haven't done so yet, text the word snow.
We want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from all of us down here at Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel.
You're listening to Matt Nair on air.
Prices are crazy. Everything costs more. Except one thing, diamonds. Diamonds are the one thing that have come down in the world when everything else is going up. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and guys, I've got more diamonds in the showcases than you would expect in a small-town jewelry store. Necklaces, rings, earrings, anniversary rings, and probably some other stuff. My staff and I are here until Christmas Eve to help you stuff that stocking better than ever this year. Natural diamonds, lab diamonds, big diamonds, little diamonds, new diamonds, estate diamonds. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, filled with affordable diamonds.
Wilkinson Auctions, huge equipment consignment auction, Thursday, December 12th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. This equipment auction features two farm lines and tons of quality equipment, including tractors, planting and tillage equipment, trucks, trailers, ATVs, skid loaders, dozers, and cattle equipment. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The December Equipment Consignment Auction, Thursday, December 12th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide Text to Win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 listening for your chance to win in our statewide contest. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back this
country. The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwab.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge, there's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show, and I felt kind of doughy, and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwab. Weeknights from 6 to 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Have you tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand or hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding a unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts. It's Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Prince Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Strike me down. News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Anything would be better than your goodbye on a bad day.
Sweet Kelby on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. If you're watching on the live stream, you can leave a comment there as well on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is the hour to text the word. Via the Civic Media app, you must use the Civic Media app to text in the word snow, S-N-O-W. Text the word snow by noon today, and you are in the running for an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells, and have a shot at one of 8 grown-up gift grand prize winners from our statewide text-to-win contest. This hour's word is snow, S-N-O-W, for an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort. If you have not done so yet, text that in via the Civic Media app. Your next word will be coming your way with Todd Alba at 1 o'clock and then Dominic Salvia in the 4 o'clock hour. So be sure to be in for that. It is 11:53. That means it is time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Today's Tisbats is Drink Up Edition from Food and Wine magazine. Headline reads from Stacy Lisaka, drinkable mayonnaise is now a thing. A convenience store chain is putting Nomu Mayo, its new drinkable mayonnaise, through a test sale period to see how people respond.
She knows where I'll be.
Have you ever been in the middle of making a sandwich, smearing on your favorite mayonnaise, and thought to yourself, man, I really wish I could just drink it?
I'm going to stop you right there. No.
Because if so, you lucky thing, now is your moment. Last month, a Japanese convenience store chain launched Nomu Mayo, a drinkable mayonnaise that you can pick up in a cup and start chugging away before you even leave the store. Yes, Greg Buck?
First of all, tons of questions. This wasn't invented in Wisconsin?
It was. This is in Japan. So you can't blame us for this.
No, but I feel like, also, with enough perseverance, every mayo is drinkable.
True.
Yeah.
Probably not safe, but
true. When you hit drinkable mayo, I really feel like, quote unquote, safe isn't top of your list.
The convenience store chain Lawson describes Nomu Mayo as a chilled drink mayo that fanatics have long been waiting for. And it sells for about $1.30. It's actually not mayonnaise, though. So you can't go and get your can of Hellman's and, I mean, I guess you could. According to one user on Twitter who tried it, the product is made with milk, dairy-type products, and mayonnaise seasoning.
Dairy-type? So this is mayo-flavored water. Cream.
Or mayo-flavored, yeah.
Mayo shit. It's mayo shit.
Yeah. They are putting the product out for a test sale period to see how people respond. And while the general reaction online has been confusion, it has also led many to at least be curious enough to try it for scientific reasons.
I'm sorry, but the word scientific and reason are doing some real heavy lifting on this one.
One commenter on Twitter said, I love mayonnaise, but I draw the line at drinking it.
I love and fighting people's bottoms.
One person just said, no. No.
See, here's the problem is that they have their mayo shake. Mayo shakenaise. Shakenaise.
Oh, shakenaise.
What's America going to do to put their foot on the rock and roll, like, monitor of life to, like, strap guitar and be like, oh, yeah, you have drinkable mayo. We got drinkable ranch.
Watch this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Greg Bach. One Reddit user who tried drinkable mayonnaise said, quote, I just tried it and it's awful. Just like you'd expect. Liquid mayo, salty, mayo-y, maybe a bit dilly. Not sure about the last one, but I couldn't handle more than one sip. Another Twitter user said, I tried it so you don't have to. Tipped it down the drain. We'll keep up on this and see how. This is just a test run for drinkable mayo in Japan. Drinkable mayo is now a thing.
Whether we like it or not. And thus we open the second envelope of the apocalypse. Calvin, as our resident young person and daredevil in chief, would you try the drinkable mayonnaise?
I guess I don't understand what was stopping people from drinking mayonnaise before.
Well, I think it's they've thinned it out.
They've thinned it out,
so that people can drink it.
Yeah.
And what is mayonnaise seasoning? That's a whole other debate.
Well, my guess is it's the seasoning of the egg and the oil.
And that's kind of it.
That's pretty much mayonnaise, right?
It's eggs and that's what I thought. All right, well, anyway.
Now we're going to drink it. We're doing it. I feel like we're in. We're so curious.
We'll do this with our, that can be our drink for our chopped cheese sandwich. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
We have news coming up next, followed by Todd Alba from noon to 2 p.m. He will have your next word for our statewide text to win contest coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, so stay tuned for that. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have a chance to share. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
Miss her. Sometimes
this is news from the center, WRCE. Dom Selvia.
Next time, we will go overtime with Maggie Dawn. Plus, guess which Republican candidate who claims to have never lost an election is a leading contender to become Trump's ambassador to Mexico. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked in the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000. Yep. In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turn public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. New York City prosecutors have charged 26-year-old Luigi Mangione with second-degree murder in last week's killing of the United Healthcare chief executive officer. Mangione busted in Altoona, Pennsylvania, when a customer in a McDonald's recognized Mangione. Mangione could face an extradition hearing Wednesday. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro.
In some dark corner, this killer is being hailed as a hero. Hear me on this. He is no hero. The real hero in this story is the person who called 911 at McDonald's this morning.
A federal judge in Phoenix sentenced polygamous leader Samuel Bateman to 50 years in prison for coercing girls as young as 9 into criminal sex acts with him. He claimed 20 spiritual wives. The United Nations says Syria's public sector has come to a complete and abrupt halt. The rebels overthrew President Bashar al-Assad. This is ABC News. TikTok keeps trying to get out from under a U.S. law.